Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next half hour, we continue to feature songs that, although they charted in the U.S. Billboard charts, failed to reach top 10 status. This half hour, we'll hear from Marvin Gaye, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, the Isley Brothers, the Supremes, Martha and the Vandellas, Stevie Wonder, the Temptations, and David Ruffin. Well, first up, Marvin Gaye with a song that only reached number 40, The End of the Road. Well, Marvin's career went on hold after the tragic death of Tammy Terrell. Recording and touring halted, and Sweet Suits replaced Stage Suits. Tammy's death ripped Martin apart. He was really grief-stricken, and he went into exile. He couldn't do anything for a while. While Motown, needing a Marvin Gaye single, added overdubs to this song, The End of the Road, which was a track cut with Norman Whitfield the previous year in 1969 on the album entitled MPG. It was a cover of a song that had been a top 20 hit for Glass Night and the Pips in 1968. Well, Marvin eventually returned to the studio in June of 1970, recording tracks for a song called Just to Keep You Satisfied, and a song handed to him by one of the Four Tops called What's Going On. Berry Gordy reportedly hated What's Going On, and the track sat in the can until 1971. Well, here is Marvin Gaye, right here on Motown Memories.
All over, baby. Said it's over. It's all over, baby. I gotta get away from you fast as I can. Oh, you're too much for me, woman. More than my heart can stand. Like a kid behind the wheel, you've been reckless with my heart. Oh, if I stay around you, surely tear it all apart. Said the road's got to end somewhere. Honey, honey, every road has got to end somewhere. Now is the time for the showdown. So let me give you the lowdown that we've come to the end of our road.
My love come in. I
Memory from the Isley Brothers. I Guess I'll Always Love You, reaching number 61 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1966. Before that, Smokey Robinson and His Miracles, a song called More Love, number 23 from 1967. And we started with Marvin Gaye in The End of the Road, number 40 from 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature songs that, although charted on the U.S. Billboard charts, failed to reach top 10 status. Well, coming up, a song by the Supremes at the Diana Ross had left the group, and the song only reached number 71 from 1971 called Touch. Well, at this time, the Supremes were made up of Gene Terrell, Cindy Birdsong, and Mary Wilson. Well, Touch was the title song of the Supremes' third album of the 1970s and the first single that was led by Mary Wilson. Well, Touch was different for us, she recalled. because while I was singing some leads on each album and in our shows, this was the first 45 we released with Gene and me sharing leads. The lyrics were very sexy. This was a real soul love ballad. Still, nothing. It was our first flop, stalling outside of the top 40. Well, it's hard to believe how this song really tanked. It was a favorite of the Supremes, and it had been requested as a single by their fans. But radio, especially black radio, didn't support it. Touch missed the rhythm and blues list altogether. Well, the Supremes had a huge supporter in Elton John, if you can believe it, then becoming one of the biggest stars in the world. He wrote the liner notes for the album called Touch, and was released in June of 1970. Cindy Birdsong once recalled that Elton was a friend of mine. I knew him with his real name of Reg Dwight in London. I had met him a few years before when I was over there as a member of the Bluebells. He really liked us, and it's funny, you never know who's going to become a big star. Well, here are the Supremes, right here on Motown Man.
Darling, just relax. You melt me like hot candle wax. One touch and my whole body melts. Yet you say you can't express yourself.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Since you've been gone, I've been crying all night long. I've been sad. I see my tear-stained face.
Yeah, yeah.
When I look in my mirror, I stare in space.
Wonder.
As night grows nearer, crying, I need you, baby, I need you. Sit and wonder,
worry.
Did you fall for someone else? 'Cause if I hurt you, baby,
baby,
I really hurt myself.
Town Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from Stevie Wonder. That was a great song called You Met Your Match, but it only reached number 35 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1968. Before that, Martha Vandellas, struggling at this time to reach great chart status. This song only reached number 71 in 1966. It was called What Am I Gonna Do Without Your Love? And we started with Touch the Supremes, number 71 also from 1971. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature Motown songs that, although they reached the U.S. Billboard charts, failed to reach top 10 status. Well, coming up, a great song from The Temptations and the highest charting song in this entire hour on Motown Memories. The song was called Since I Lost My Baby, number 17 from 1965. Well, Since I Lost My Baby is a change in mood from the previous songs that The Temptations had recorded and released before this time. The pace and the feel are much the same as their song called It's Growing. The background singing, especially Melvin Franklin's bass and the string arrangement with his echoes towards the end, are particular standouts on this song. Smokey Robinson produced this song and gave instructions to lead singer David Ruffin to enunciate with precision. Listen for the way the Funk Brothers, who is the instrumental backup group in this song, more than match this precision. Well, Luther Vandross famously released this song, Since I Lost My Baby, in 1982 on his album entitled Forever, For Always, For Love. And the single version hit the R&B Top 40 chart status the following year in 1983. Well, here are The Temptations, here on Motown Memories.
The sun is shining, there's plenty of light.
Oh,
a new day is dawning, sunny and bright.
Oh,
but after I've been crying all night, the sun is cold and the new day seems old. Since I lost my baby,
since I lost my baby,
oh, since I lost my baby,
since I lost my baby,
birds are singing and the children are playing. There's plenty of work and the bosses are paying.
Not a sad word should a young heart be seen.
But fun is a bore,
and with money I'm poor. Since I lost my baby,
since I lost my baby.
Since I lost my baby.
Great song called I Lost Everything I've Ever Loved, and that reached number 58 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1969. And we started with The Temptations, Since I Lost My Baby, number 17 from 1965. We've reached the end of another hour on Motown Memories. This entire hour, we featured all songs that, although charted on the U.S. Billboard charts, did not meet top 10 status. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all of those that were featured during the last hour, as well as the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.